Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There's never an off season for the NFL. Patrick Peterson, PEDs, or some form of substance that's illegal. 6 games. It'll be reduced, probably. I'm not sure that he plays in Arizona. He might get traded.
The Chiefs fans have been wanting him for a long time.
Yes.
How about now?
Well, I hear you. They just keep the Chiefs keep acquiring players.
Yeah, they do. And by all accounts, they stole this guy from the Jets. I don't claim to know about how good this guy is.
Darren Lee's a pretty good player.
Former 20th overall pick, right?
Yes. And this guy's a pretty good player. I was surprised that they picked him up for a 6th-round pick.
Well, they kind of swooped in the middle of the night while the franchise is in disarray after firing their GM and promoting Adam Gase to their head coach to interim GM. What a unmitigated disaster the Jets turned into all
God.
Of a sudden.
Oh, my God. It's just it's coming off the tracks before we even get going.
They traded Darren Lee to the Chiefs for essentially a 7th-round pick. It's a 6th-rounder, but it comes after a bunch of compensatory picks.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, what does 7th-round picks turn into besides Tom Brady?
Sure. So, the Chiefs are becoming very much more intriguing defensively. They've got some pieces. Now, I don't know how this all works. New defensive coordinator, a lot of new pieces, but you couldn't go back with what you had. That would have been criminal. So you're trying to get better, and you've got some pieces to do it with as long as it all works. And that's always the big question for any defense.
So
could the Chiefs' defense be any worse than it was, really? I mean, I suppose slightly. Slightly worse.
I think statistically over the years, they've actually been worse. It just hurt worse because the offense was so great.
Mm-hmm.
So they trade D Ford, release Justin Houston. They add Anthony Hitchens last year, Damian Wilson, who signed this year. That figures to be two of their starters, linebackers anyway. And in a 4-3, that means one spot is up for grabs. So they get Darren Lee. They also have Reggie Ragland. And third-round pick from last year, Dorian O'Daniel. That's their linebacking crew right now.
Right. Well,
so Patrick Peterson, let's get back to him for a second.
All right.
He really has further put Arizona in a bind, wouldn't you say?
Oh, no question.
It's one thing to have a rookie quarterback that you're putting all your eggs into that basket. He's the one guy on the defensive side of the ball that gives you an identity. I don't know if he's what he once was, but he's still a premier cover corner in the NFL. And a 6-game suspension for violating the league's performance-enhancing substance policy came out the day of his foundation's fundraiser, which is never great timing, but you do the crime, you got to do the time. Tough noogies. He was kind of irritated at that, but he also knew that he got popped months ago. And so he apologized and wants to move on, all that good stuff.
Well, he wanted to be traded last year. Let's not forget that.
Mm-hmm.
He is very reasonably priced right now for what he brings to the table, which is generally a non-tackling cover corner. He's long, he's lanky, and he's
and he returned
and he's only $11 million for this year. $12 million for next.
About a million a game for this year.
Well, that's pretty good numbers.
Yeah.
Pretty good numbers just from a standpoint. Now the problem now is that if you move him, he's not as good a bargaining chip, obviously, as he was.
But you can kind of steal him now, can't you?
You would think.
You know, if Chiefs got Darren Lee for a song, mm-hmm. I'm not saying that they're in the market for Patrick Peterson. They weren't when he was available for 16 games, apparently. But I don't know, if you feel like you get the Cardinals over a barrel here, that he didn't want to be there to start with, and now he's going to be missing for six games.
I'm just so intrigued by the Chiefs. Frank Clark, Tyrann Mathieu, and Emmanuel Ogbah.
Mm-hmm.
Now they pick up Lee. They're still toying with the idea, obviously. I think they'd love to get a Patrick Peterson. And that's been a very real rumor mill for them for a while now. I don't know. Pretty darned interesting. Like I said, the Chiefs have got some pieces, man.
Well, they're trying. Can't accuse them of standing pat. They're
trying.
They
are in the win now mode, man. Mm-hmm. And I think it's awesome.
I don't think their window is as closed. I mean, it ought to be open for a while. I know you got to strike while the iron's hot, and you can't just assume. But this might be sustainable. I know the NFL is really fluid. I get that, but they got a little while, I think, and so they can be a little more calculated. Good for them if they stole Darren Lee from the Jets. Good for them. And if he turns mm-hmm. out to be anything at all, then obviously you won that trade. But I don't think you have to mortgage too much of the future even if you just want to win now. I think there's enough in place. And you got enough.
But we still don't know about Tyreek Hill, and so obviously that continues to loom. But you would think that
well, you
probably
kick Sammy Watkins in the ass and say, look, if Tyreek Hill, if this goes south, you're it. Stay healthy and put out like the $16 million guy that we're paying you to be.
Well, I don't know how much you trust him, but.
Well, I don't either. And they drafted a burner from Georgia this year.
Yeah, and so you give that kid, OTAs will be going on, and people will get a chance to get their eyes on him and find out. But I think that the Chiefs have a very solid window. If you believe that the window opened last year and they were right there, then you're probably looking at 2 to 3 years now. And you can make the argument that with the quarterback situation, that window will stay open a lot longer. And it will with him, but the problem is that all the moving parts got to get paid. And that's the difficulty of keeping the band together in
mm-hmm.
the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I think fans sometimes don't. Good fans understand that. Casual fans don't get it.
Quarterbacks, rookie deals is when you make your hay.
Oh.
You pay everybody else.
Absolutely. So, and this comes back to the question you asked me last week or the week before. The Chiefs are getting a lot of sunshine blown their way. Why not? Uncertainty over Tyreek Hill. Is that the only thing at this particular point that leaves you wondering on the offensive side of things?
Yeah. Yes.
Right. The only thing. The only thing. And then on the defensive side, they've gotten, and you can only mention it on paper, and you can't find out a damn thing about a defense in OTAs because they're not set up for defenses. They're set up for offenses.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get any contact. You don't get to hit. You don't get to do anything. So, you know, you're out there just kind of basically running around and getting concepts figured out and working on defensive installs and things of that nature. But how much better are they on paper?
A lot. On paper,
A lot better on paper. That we'll find out about that come July. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I don't know. I don't know who you would look at in the NFL with more confidence than the Chiefs at this point.
And
Rams?
Our Chiefs,
Saints?
Are Chiefs fans sharing in that enthusiasm, or is it making them nervous now that they're finally the hunted instead of the hunter?
I think you got to be excited.
I would too. This is what
I think
this
you've
is why you're
be
a fan.
Excited.
This is why you're
come
a fan.
On.
That your team
come
is
on.
in this particular spot. Finally.
You think Patriots fans worry about things?
Well, they're different.
They are different.
The Patriots are different.
Well. No, I mean I'm thumping my chest and being bring it on.
Yeah. I'm buying.
We're gonna win this division and
buying a bunch of Chiefs jerseys. Yep.
Yeah,
buying
why
Chiefs
not?
Flags.
I think the Chiefs are in an absolutely great position. They're generally well coached. You've changed the dynamic defensively. You're putting your money where your mouth is and your picks, your draft picks,
mm-hmm.
and you're obtaining players. You did all right in the draft, it appears. So, come on, let's go. I think it's a very exciting time to be a Chiefs fan.
What's their GM's name? Veach?
Mm-hmm.
Brett Veach?
Brett Veach.
He has kind of treated this like fans would, kind of like being a fantasy GM, wheeling and dealing, making moves.
Hmm.
Let's do this.
That's a good call. Very much so.
Why not?
He has
let's
not
do this.
Stood. He has not stood still. Mm-hmm. That's for dang sure. I like that.
How can you not like that?
I would think the Chiefs fans would be PO'd beyond recognition if they didn't do something like this defensively. I mean, think about. I mean,
100%.
Who's our best Chiefs caller? Earl is our best Chiefs caller, and he knows his football. How pissed would he be right now if the Chiefs hadn't been doing what they've been doing defensively? I don't care. Look at the guys they get rid of. And some of my casual Chiefs fans are like, oh, my God. Oh, it's like, what are you talking about? They've sucked defensively.
Yeah, you want them
so
to stay
the
same?
So they're the best defenders on a defense that sucks. Move. Get better. And that's what they're doing. Now I'm counting on the honey badger to be pretty honey.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
I mean I'm counting on guys not reverting to past selves, you know. And so I mean there are some things that you got to count on and that you got to take some leaps on. But boy, on paper, I think the Chiefs look like the team to beat. Now, would I put them ahead of New Orleans or put them ahead of the Rams or even the Patriots? I think maybe, but they've got to prove a little something to me on the defensive side. But boy, I mean, they were bad last year defensively, and they were offsides call away from being in the game.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
nothing,
as it's turned out, they've gotten rid of everybody. That
yes.
was associated with that defense, starting with Bob Sutton.
Exactly.
All the way down the line. Let's overhaul this thing. And that's what I'm saying about Brett Veach being kind of a fantasy GM. Like, all
right. You're right.
This
he
wasn't
is.
Working,
he's,
so yep. we're gonna change it.
Well, isn't that the definition of stupid is as stupid does? I mean, if it doesn't work, why would you keep loading it up again?
Mm-hmm.
It's like the team that I cover, I watch the Broncos. And for 3 years, they've been griping about their offensive line. Well, then do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
What in the hell are you doing? You're only as good as those guys up front anyway. I don't care who you've got playing for you. You gotta win up front.
Yeah.
And you got to win up front on both the offensive and defensive fronts. Starts there.
Seahawks taught us that a long time ago.
Oh, my God. Absolutely.
Long time ago. Fix your offensive and defensive lines first.
And then everything else, as long as you've got guys that can go into battle every weekend and be dependable up front, you can figure out the rest of it. So, and the Chiefs' offensive line is solid, and I think that they're better across the defensive front than they've been. So, let's go. And we're in that season. OTAs have now begun, and so we've got news from all around the league. You can follow it. Follow your teams. But, no, I'm very bullish on the Chiefs. Very bullish. I'd pick them right now. Why not?
The only
team in the AFC that should be able to play with the Chiefs, and I'm giving credit simply because they just do it every year, is the Patriots.
Yeah. You got to default.
Right?
You got to default.
Chargers are pretty good. I mean, Chargers won what? They won, what did they win, 12 last year? Chiefs and the Chargers both won 12, is that right?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah?
If not exactly
something like
the
that,
same
or 12 and 11 or something
one.
Like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the Chargers are pretty good, but no. The Chiefs are my pick. They're the team to beat.
Yeah, they
both. OTD's coming up.
They both did finish 12-4.
Yeah, 12-4. All right, OTD coming up next May 17th. It happened on this day as we wrap up a Friday edition Sports Daily on the Sports Station KFH.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.